easier that
way. Yeah.
Fellas, we made it!
Oh, from air horns to sadness, back to air horns.
We made it.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome into the Toyota Winner's Lounge! The end of season. Thank the good Lord. We've made it. 82 games up, 82 games down. Woo! The Nuggets finished this one off with the win. The Toyota Winner's Lounge, driven by your Front Range Toyota stores. Toyota, the official vehicle of DNVR. Nuggets get the win, 126-111 over the Memphis Grizzlies. Nuggets get their 57th win of the season. On the final day of the regular season, they tie their franchise all-time wins mark at 57. Mike Malone moves past George Karl for most regular season wins in Nuggets history. The most important storyline of the night, though, or of the day, I should say, Nuggets secure the number two seed. They will be the number two seed in the Western Conference for the playoffs. Got a lot to get into. I'm Harrison Wynn. That's Brendan Vogt.
Man, buckle up. Turns out every one of those 82 games mattered, huh? We always joke about what does or doesn't matter. Long regular season. In the end, out west, for a lot of these teams, all 82 games mattered, and Denver finishes, I think, fellas, in a good spot.
That's the line.
You're right about that. They are finishing in a good spot. It's a little suboptimal, but listen, all water under the fridge at this point. We're moving forward. We're heading into the playoffs with confidence, with swagger of a defending champion. All the rest is cosmetic at this point. It's go time. The season officially begins. We've been wasting time and treading water up to this point.
That's superstar Dev over there.
This is the spot that we've been waiting for. For the playoffs. Everybody says that the season's too long, but guess what? We made it. We finally made it to the end. Now the hard part begins. Or the fun part.
Some part begins.
Yeah. Some part begins.
We are past the regular season. We're getting into the postseason. Got a week before we get there, so we'll have a lot of time to preview the Nuggets first round matchup, but we'll talk about who that could potentially be tonight as well. Let's get into a quick, fast breakdown, and I'll make it fast.
Quick, Harrison.
My first note.
Too long.
My TikTok. First note. Michael Porter Jr. assist. If you guys were watching the watch-along.
That was actually immense fun.
The official lock of the game, the official DNVR play-along of the game was Michael Porter Jr. one assist.
Yep.
We had over 0.5 assists for Michael Porter. He got one very early. He got it out of the way. He actually finished with 4 assists on the game.
Smash that mark, dude.
He crushed it in that department. My second note, Jamal Murray, 2 early threes. That was a big storyline in this one. Jamal Murray had another very solid offensive game. But the Nuggets were giving up a ton of offensive rebounds early in this game. It made the first half a little frustrating, especially the first quarter. Denver gave up 8 offensive rebounds in the first quarter.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Denver was up 29-26 after the first quarter. To start the second, an awful second unit stint. It was a very bad bench stint. But then the starters came back in and took control. They got up 10 points in the second quarter. Then a little scary part of this game, Jamal Murray tweaked an ankle. That happened in this game in the first half.
I forgot about that.
He stayed in, looked fine the rest of the game. Nuggets were up 66-54 in the second quarter. They were up 12. Healthy lead, but as we know, we definitely can't count our chickens before they hatch. Third quarter, Denver started to take care of business. The starters really put some separation between them and the Grizzlies. Denver got this lead up to 20 in the third quarter. The only thing keeping the Grizzlies from letting this game go to like 30, 40 points was G.G. Jackson.
Who had about 30, 40 points.
Yeah, he had 44 points
Goodness
in this game.
Gracious.
He was a beast. But Denver just was serious enough to keep this thing at 20 points for most of the second half. The bench was better end of the third, beginning of the fourth. And Denver pretty much cruised for most of the second half. The starters did not have to even come back into this game, which was great to see. You know, the Nuggets starters, their minute totals were pretty low in the end. Nikola Jokic at 31 was the only starter who played into the 30s. So Denver eased into the end of this one, 126-111. Denver gets the win. They finish the season 57-25. And with some other things that happened in the Western Conference, which we were watching, the Timberwolves lose to the Suns. The Lakers beat the Pelicans. The Nuggets will be the number two seed, and they'll play the winner of the Lakers-Pelicans play-in game. Big takeaways presented by Red Hawk Roofing. I'll go to you first, Dev. What do you got for your big takeaway?
My Red Hawk Roofing big takeaway is just 24 hours ago, it seemed like the sky was falling.
It was.
Things were not looking good for the Nuggets. The season, as we know it, was a waste of time. Fast forward until today, and they're in a favorable matchup. Things are looking swell for the Nuggets. They go into the postseason healthy. That's the biggest part. Jamal Murray looks back to himself, and that health factor is like the biggest, you know, news going into the season or going into the postseason. Jokic is going to secure another MVP. And Denver just looks to be like, hey, we have it. We're ready. It was a long season, and now we're ready for the real thing. So I like Denver's chances going into the postseason. Sky's not falling.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the sky was never falling. It was just annoying. It was just an irritant. Like, it was like we said, we framed it in the watch-along. It's like, you're just kind of mad at your friend. Like, your friend was kind of a dick to you, and then it, like, ruined your day, and it should have been awesome. And it's not just that. It's that it puts a little... It just makes this season a little less special, even though ostensibly it's not. It's not any less special. It's like, but this is the way that the sands of time work and the echoes of history. It just lost a couple of titles that they could have affixed to this season. But I mean, still, the Nuggets are who we thought they were. They are the defending champions. They are the team that absolutely nobody in the NBA wants to match up against. They have everything they need. They have a very serious Nikola Jokic that's going to be arriving. Jamal Murray has showed you over the past 3, 4, 5 games that he is also locked in. His shot is pure.
Yeah.
His aggression is on. Really, everyone is looking like their best selves in many ways, even if their focus was lacking last game in this game. But we don't care. I don't actually want to even talk a single thing about this actual game. Like, it's just to me, it's just about like this Nuggets season. Like, I mean, there's a lot to talk
Enjoy
about. With, like,
segment one, buddy.
Yeah. Well,
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
I do know what you mean.
So I don't know. In the end. You know, maybe we can do a postmortem for the season, but my immediate feeling right now is fine. Okay, fine. 2 seed.
Yeah.
That sounds good. That's cosmetic. 57 wins. They tied their free season mark. Okay, yep. Whatever. They're better than that team was, but whatever. I mean, like, you could only eat so much sugar, you know?
Yeah. No, I think it's a good point. Like, this season could have ended up, like, with flowers and roses and most positive vibes. Like, that was very much on the table.
Yep.
And that would have been great.
Right.
And, like, I don't believe in, like, a higher being or a higher...
Just a basketball god.
This is an awkward time for me to say that on the show. but I do believe in, like, everything happening for a reason.
Sure.
And so maybe them losing to San Antonio is just another chapter in the story of this season that we'll look back on and say, all right, kind of sure happened for a reason.
Sure is good they got their teeth kicked in by the Spurs so they could lock in. Yeah.
Yeah, first of all, I'm going to do something very rare. Come to Adam Mars' defense.
What?
He's not here because there are 4 of us here. Someone has to sit. The guy works hard. We gave him a day off. My big takeaway is similar to Dev's. This is a good outcome for Denver, man. Like, when the dust has settled,
what are you doing?
I think there was some consternation over whether Denver was dragging their feet in this title defense or not. And I would just say, look, everyone told us the West got better. It did. Murray missed 20-plus games. And in the end, the Nuggets tied the team record for wins. Now, were they capable of 60-plus? Yes. But I think it can be easily overstated to what extent there was some kind of championship hangover. I actually think Denver took care of business. And one seed would be ideal. Two seed with the Thunder at one, we've said for 3 months now. That's okay.
Yep.
So this is a good outcome for Denver. They're fully healthy heading into the playoffs. They've got the two seed. They tied the team record despite 20-plus missed games from their second-best player. I don't. It doesn't feel like a lock to me the way it did last year, but it feels like a really good spot once again. And shout out to the Nuggets for doing... look, the Spurs loss sucked, but they did what they needed to do across 82.
The funny thing is that at this time last year, they were at 54 wins, and you were like, it's a lock. 57, we're like...
Although, actually, last year, we were worried about a switch, and now...
Last year, we were very worried.
Now
we
know incredibly that they have worried. That. Now we know that, they have.
Yes, the confidence is... 2020 retrospective, because we were nervous, man. We were like, are they gonna do this to us? Like, you know, I feel way more confident, which is can be, you know, that could be a bad thing too. I mean, the Nuggets have shown themselves to be a little bit susceptible to drinking their own Kool-Aid. But the playoffs are the playoffs, and you really just can't, like, the environment won't allow for you to just come in and not give it all.
My big takeaway has to do with Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray has played in 5 games since he's been back from his latest injury. And I got to say, from what he's shown me in these 5 games, I am very confident in Jamal Murray heading into the playoffs.
Good take.
That first game back against the Hawks, 16 points, 6 assists, only 21 minutes. I thought he looked good for a first game back. In Utah that next game, 28 points. 11 of 20 from the field in 27 minutes. 20 points against Minnesota while guarded by who I think is the best Jamal Murray defender in the NBA, Jaden McDaniels. I thought he was good enough in that game for his third game back. And then these last 2 games, you know, 35 points against the Spurs. He was not the reason the Nuggets lost that game. The Nuggets' high score, 35 points in only 29 minutes, is really good. And then today, I thought he'd look good in just 24 minutes. 21 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. Shot it at about 50% from the field. Hasn't played above 30 minutes yet since he's come back. But just watching him, looks like he can definitely play above 30 minutes. Hasn't played with the second unit since he's come back. I think game 1 of the playoffs, he'll definitely be playing with the second unit. And this is what you want to see from Jamal Murray. 5 games back, I think that's enough to get him in a rhythm, to get him in good enough shape for round 1 yep. of the playoffs. And he showed me that, you know, he looks like he can be Jamal Murray again in the playoffs. So I think you've got to feel really good about that as a Nuggets fan. And if you're the Nuggets, like, you got to know that you can rely on Jamal to be Jamal starting a week from now.
Yeah, this was like the fantasy finish for Jamal. Coming off of an injury, he's not pushing himself like to the, I have to make something happen. Like, they haven't played him over 30 minutes. This is like him testing his limits of seeing how I could control the game or how much I could look like myself in this small frame. And I think that's what stands out the most. He has not had to do too much. He's still scoring the ball, you know, as well as he has all season. Maybe even better, honestly. Like, that 35 explosion was crazy like that.
Yeah, he looks great.
He hasn't had that. And then also, like, he's running the offense, you know, making the right decisions. Still, we already know what the 1-2 punch will look like with him and Jokic when it truly matters. So, like, this was like a, hey, I'm still here. I'm going to be ready. But also, I'm going to ease myself into it. And now he's going to get some rest to get his body right, to just come in, like, more prepared. So I think this was like a – this is a wet dream finish.
I have one playoff prediction. Superstar Dev is going to be unhinged during these playoffs.
Unhinged.
He's going to be a wild boy during these playoffs.
I can't wait. The only question I have coming out of this game specifically is, like, what do you think gets it done? Like, Christian Brown, Julian Strother, and Jamal Murray to get Gigi Allen? Like, what do you think? Or, excuse me, Gigi Jackson. For 4 firsts? How do we get this done? What do they want? They want...
They probably want, like, Michael Porter.
Okay.
Would you do that trade, though?
Yep.
Gigi Jackson for Michael Porter.
Look, if I'd only seen one basketball game in my life, and it was that one, it would be a no-brainer. But, yeah, I'm going to stick with Porter, if that's okay.
Let's hit a break. a lot more to get to on the other side. I don't know how much we got to talk about this game. I think we might be close to the end of it.
It's time to shift to bigger picture.
Let's go bigger picture. Let's look at the projected or the actual playoff bracket.
Yes.
And we'll talk about these playoff matchups could look like a week from now.
Two seeds, a good fit for Denver. Toyota's a great fit for us because we're a great fit for Colorado. And so is all that four-wheel drive and those myriad truck options that Toyota offers you. They've always been a part of Toyota's DNA, trucks are, for generations. They built durable legends destined for greatness and perfect for Colorado. Whether you're conquering off-road trails or hauling the weight of the world, there's a Toyota truck that's just right for you, like the all-new 2024 Tacoma and the return of the iconic 2024 Land Cruiser coming this spring. Visit your Front Range Toyota stores at a location near you. AutoNation Toyota, Arapahoe and Centennial, Corwin Toyota in Boulder, Groove Toyota in Littleton, Mountain States Toyota in Denver, Stevenson Toyota East in Aurora, and Stevenson Toyota West in Lakewood. Please do remember that Toyota is a proud partner of the Denver Nuggets and the official vehicle of DNVR.
Let's go.
4Runner's great, man.
Toyota's truly a great car. Truly.
Yeah, they
car.
Got so many different things like trucks, cars, sedans, SUVs, whatever you need. Toyota's got you. Also, make sure to check out Underdog Fantasy.
I love Underdog, man.
Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. The easiest. It's also the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. They have, you pretty much pick player props, right? You pretty much pick whatever player props you want. You can pick between 2 and 5 players to build a pick'em entry. You can also make rivals picks, which pits 2 players against one another. You can turn on pick'em insurance, which gives you a little wiggle room if you're not as confident in your entry. And then there are great payouts as well. So you can get in on these for, you know, any NBA game, any NHL game. Underdog Fantasy has picks across every single sport. So it's a fun way to watch the game.
It's super easy to play. Yeah.
They got a great interface as well. So you can sign up today with promo code DNVR. Get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special.
I mean, on that.
In your lobby.
So what, do I have to put Harrison in or? DNVR.
DNVR.
Yeah, okay. Promo code DNVR.
Good guess.
Sign up today with promo code DNVR. Get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em. You can go to underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. Register with promo code DNVR. Get your first deposit doubled up to $100. Must be 18 plus. Present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700. Visit www.ncpgambling.com. All right, back here in the Toyota Winner's Lounge.
Yes, dude. It's time to officially turn the page and think about the playoffs. We've been on it the whole time. Time to stay on parade, wouldn't you say?
I would love to stay on parade.
I would love to stay on parade.
I want to stay on parade.
Yeah, dude. The shirt is now available to all who seek it. You can buy it online. Kale has the link pinned up at the chat. Stay on the parade, available to everybody. We hope to fill Ball Arena with these things as much as possible. I want to see a lot of this, like this blue color in the stands. Stay on parade, baby. It's go time.
This is our official playoff shirt.
The official playoff shirt.
We had one last year, the beautiful blue shirt, also done with Legal Pete's, but this is this year's.
Yes.
We are staying on parade.
Yeah,
that's our playoff slogan. Hashtag it. Get it out there into the world. That's what we're doing this year. We're staying on parade.
Hashtag stay on parade. Yes. Let's make this a thing. And yeah, like you can start to collect these. The golden era as captured by t-shirts. Like, what a great way to live back.
The time to get this shirt is right now.
Right now.
Like, before they stop what you're doing right now.
They will probably sell out.
It could sell out. This is.
They will. They certainly did last year.
It's the mantra for the playoffs. And also, you're going to look amazing going into the playoff game with this shirt on.
So stay on parade.
Make sure you stay on parade.
So before we get to the playoff bracket and the potential round one matchup that could await the Nuggets, do we want to like put a cap on this season, kind of try to sum up the regular season?
I think so.
As best we can. I guess, Dev, when you think back on this season, what are some of the bullet points, some of the key, you know, storylines that you're going to remember and that you think kind of sum up what we just witnessed over 82 games?
I mean, a big thing is once a team wins it all, they are the hunted. They're the team that everybody is going after, and they don't perform to, like, the best of their ability, or they're getting everybody's best shot every single night, and Denver overcame that. They're going to tie a franchise record in wins right off of a championship. Like, that's big. That's huge. And you go into it with the confidence. You go into it with the health. And this was a relatively healthy season for the Nuggets. Jamal's really the only one that missed time. Jokic played the entire year. Michael Porter Jr. played every single game this year, and that's
all but one.
He missed 81 out of 82 games. Crazy.
Like, I mean, that's a huge push. But this was a year of going younger. Denver looked at the future in this year, and that is a big change. Losing Bruce Brown was the idea for the whole year of how is Denver going to be able to overcome that? How are they going to be able to win games with Reggie Jackson as their backup point guard in a very, very young second unit? And they did just that, and it's their best year for Jokic, Jamal. I mean, that's huge. So, like, that's the big push right now. Denver is, like, in a prime spot to really – back to back.
It is interesting when you look at just the totality of this season. And, you know, Project Dynasty has been a big theme of this year. But the Nuggets get 57 wins this year, really relying on Christian Brown and Peyton Watson on the off the bench, along with Reggie Jackson. Julian Strother was in the mix for some of the year. And, you know, Zeke Nnaji, another relatively young guy as well. Compare that to last year when they had Bruce Brown and Jeff Green off the bench and they won 53 games. That's interesting.
In a better West, and as we've mentioned four times now, with Jamal missing a lot of the season. And so that's kind of, I don't think Denver's a lock to win this. They're my prohibitive favorites. But I think if you're sitting there saying, oh, this is a different team than last year, yeah, they might be better. I think you're kind of lying to yourself. I will say the Bruce Brown thing, the way it manifests most for me in the playoffs is how many nights will there be a guy with 15-plus off the bench without Bruce? Not that many. The way Christian and Peyton make an impact is different. That is a drop-off, just the scoring off the bench.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a ton of trust in Reggie. But the truth is that everyone said the West got better. It did. Murray missed a lot of games. Denver went younger. And they won more games. And so, like, this team is still in the inner circle of contenders. And if you think otherwise, I think you might have overthought it. That would be my big takeaway.
Yeah. I think the couple things I'll remember from this year are, first, it starts with Nikola Jokic, likely another MVP, third in 4 years. And me personally, I think this is the best player he's been in his career. I know there's been a lot of discussion about that. Offensively and defensively, I think this is the best version of Nikola Jokic that we've ever seen in the regular season.
Defensively, I agree for sure.
His control of the game on offense, to me, has leveled up even significantly from where it was last year.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is the biggest identifier in terms of has he gotten better. It's can he control and manipulate the game more. And I think he did that more this year than he did last year, and he did that easier this year than he did last year. And then defensively, I thought this was the best defensive season of his career, just in terms of the steals, the activity on defense. I believe the Nuggets are going to finish definitely in the top 10 defensively.
That's crazy, yeah.
And if we're looking for it specifically, they're going to finish tied for eighth. That's the highest the Nuggets have finished in defense in the Jokic era. And yeah, KCP had a really good defensive season. Jamal Murray had a good defensive year. The jolt the Nuggets got from Peyton Watson being in the rotation was big. I think that helped a lot defensively. Christian Brown having a bigger role helped as well. AG, I think he might have taken a little step back defensively from where he was last year.
I agree with that.
But Jokic, I think, was an integral part to Denver getting a top eight defense. I think it was the best defensive season of his career. So it probably starts with him. And then Peyton Watson emerging might be my second top storyline.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think that that's right. So my overall feeling about this season in general is that this season is not going to be able to stand out on its own unless a title is attached to it.
Yeah.
When I look back, it's sort of like they got through the season. They did develop some young guys. They do look. It does look like that has the real potential to pay dividends. I do agree with you that Peyton Watson's emergence and Christian Brown's reemergence, I'll say, have been really interesting storylines down the stretch. To me, this season is just really all about, like, the Nuggets sort of showed you. It was just a switch toggling season. Like, they had times where they didn't care and times where they did care. And when they did care, they were successful almost every single time. Coming out of the All-Star break, when they really flipped it on, they just were dominant. During narrative week, they stepped up. They passed every test.
Yep.
Except for that stupid Thunder game that we were at, where they just, like, lost it inexplicably in the last second. And so, to me, it's like, I don't know that I've learned anything more, like, a lot more about what this team is and who they are. It's just, to me, this season really just reaffirms that they are so squarely in the championship window. It was an absolute codification of the idea of the golden era. The Nuggets are here. There was nothing fluky about what they did last year. And I wish that they cared more during the regular season, but they generally do. It's just it's just more switch flipping. So I can't wait for this postseason. I know that they're going to be incredible. I mean, I know it's going to be amazing. We're going to have, like, really amazing times in front of us we're going to be looking back on. But I don't know that I'll have a lot from this season specifically that will echo in my mind beyond, you know, just living through it each day.
Yeah. Deb, do you think that the Nuggets need, like, another championship to really remember this season?
Absolutely. Because then your whole mindset and idea of what this season looks like changes.
Yep.
You will say that this is one of the best seasons that the Nuggets have ever had if they win a championship.
Yep.
And right now it just feels like you're sharing it with another year, but it doesn't mean the same. It doesn't feel the same.
Yep.
But with that championship and also putting your name in etching your name in a back-to-back win, like, with the MVP, with back-to-back finals MVP, if Jokic is able to do that, just goes a long way. With history, like, it'd be history on the line. With that, you put yourself down as one of the best teams that's ever done it. So this would be that type of year. You'll forget about all these small, you know, things along the way, because I mean, it goes to the one thing that you want, and that's another championship.
Some other storylines that I think stand out from this season. The Nikola Jokic, Aaron Gordon two-man game was a big one to me. I mean, obviously, we have the finale oop. We have, like, the most unstoppable play in basketball, the Jokic to Gordon lob, that it really feels like those two perfected this season. KCP's defense. We'll see if he ends up on one of the all-defense teams.
I sure hope
teams.
He does, man.
I think there's definitely a chance he does. Probably not first team, but maybe second team.
Yeah, I agree.
He established himself, I think, as the Nuggets' best defensive player this season. After last year, you probably thought it was Aaron Gordon. KCP took that title this year. With Michael Porter, I'll be curious to know what you think about this vote, but it seems to me like the story with him was health won. Playing 81 games, I mean, that's big time. And then also just developing a more well-rounded, complete offensive game.
Yeah, definitely with the floater and the mid-range really emerged as an actual weapon.
Yeah.
I think it was a byproduct in the past, kind of like an off-to-the-side thing. Whereas now it kind of seems like a weapon that he wants to use. I think how much he improved from last season can be a bit overstated. I would probably say health for me. Just, it was so important to him. And I think this deep in his career that he would play 81 out of 82, I would not have put a lot of money on that.
Totally.
That's a real accomplishment, I think. And I think along the way it cost him, to be honest. I think he's a guy that if he had rested more, maybe could have had fresher nights, better shooting performances. But it was clearly important to him, and it worked out for him. And I think that's a big story. We saw last year, like, Porter's role in the playoffs. A great game every fifth or sixth game is welcome, but if he's just playing defense and rebounding, that's going to go a long way. And I, as long as he's available, I feel good about that.
Yeah. All right, let's hit another break. We'll get to the playoff bracket on the other side, talk about who Denver could potentially face in round one, and also how it seems like everything fell the Nuggets' way today across the NBA when we're looking at the Timberwolves-Suns game, Lakers-Pelicans. Maybe the basketball gods appreciated the Nuggets playing their guys today. Maybe.
I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe.
I appreciate Red Hawk Roofing. I don't own a house, so I haven't needed a roof done yet. I have met these guys. I've hung out with them. I've seen them work. And I've talked to them about their working philosophies. And I know that Denver's best roofers are part of the team here at DNVR. Quality materials, decades of experience, quick response time. It's very important to them not to rip you off. That might sound like a low bar. It's a higher bar than you think in that industry. And they're not in it for any short-term profit project to project. They believe in their reputation. And that involves taking care of you. Free no-obligation roof and property inspections. Free in-depth photo reports for all inspections. If you're looking for a new roof over your home or business, be sure to check out Red Hawk Roofing at redhawkroofing.com and tell them DNVR sent you.
Also, it's Miller time here in the Toyota Lounge. Miller Lite. Look, Miller Lite, there are a lot of light beers out there. At this stage in my life, I'm definitely a light beer guy. I love a good Miller Lite. We were talking about this during the watch along. How crisp Miller Lite is.
Bro, it's
the crispiest beer.
It's like uncomfortably crisp.
I know.
I gotta go to the bathroom now.
Miller Lite. He actually does. There he goes.
I wish this is the first time this has ever happened.
The only guy who takes bathroom breaks in the middle of the
show.
He has a small bladder.
He's got a small
He does have a smaller bladder than the normal
person. You know, you can let your...
Miller Lite, it has the taste you want without the calories. Just 96 calories, less filling. A light beer that tastes like beer. The original light beer since 1975. They keep it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/DNVR, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. All right, back here on the Toyota Winner's Lounge. Ba-ba-ba-ba! Nuggets get the win against the Grizzlies in game number 82. Kale, can you bring up the tweet first that I sent you? This is how we officially know it's time for the playoffs. Nikola Jokic has declared it pool time. He's declared it pool time. He tells Katie Wingy after this game he's excited to fly home. He has just opened a pool, I'm guessing at his house.
Oh, I was like, to Sombor? But that's right. They're not currently in Denver.
Yes. Fly home to Denver. Go in the pool with his daughter. It's pool time. It means the playoffs are here.
Hell yeah.
I love that.
Like, this is like when the other NBA players say, like, zero dark 30.
Right.
Like, when they're locked in.
Yeah.
That's when you know. His is like the pool.
Some guys just delete social media, you know, like send some cryptic tweet, then get off.
He doesn't really have any of that stuff. So he's like, the pool is when I let everybody know I mean business.
When I'm in the pool, it's over for the rest of the league. That's a signal to the rest of the NBA like it's over.
It's also like his like character, like to just like, I how are you going to go through, like you went through this like long season. What are you now prepared for? He's like, I'm not looking ahead at anything else. I just want to enjoy the time that I'm in right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the pool because everybody knows I love the pool. And he always throws in his daughter. So, yeah, I love this.
Yeah, it's pool time, baby. Nikola Jokic is getting his head right. That's it.
Absolutely.
And you know what else is going to happen over this week? You want to talk about a crisp expression. It's going to be Jokic's haircut is going to be the cleanest, crispiest, highest, tightest.
When do you think he gets the haircut? For the practice on Tuesday?
Yeah, he'll have it.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
It'll be officially like, oh, it's on.
Pool time tomorrow, because I doubt the Nuggets have practice tomorrow. Yes. Then haircut Tuesday.
Yes. Well, I think it depends when they play. I think he wants it to be a little bit fresh.
You might be right about that.
I truly think haircut yolk.
Smell the alcohol.
Haircut yolk is pre-title Nuggets lore. It's old news.
Wow, what a downer.
Pool time yolk. Now you're moving me.
Okay.
Jokic gets a little sun, a little pool time before round one.
Holy smokes,
now
dude.
You're talking my language. Dude,
you want to? Yeah, you want to know how to make a live oak stronger?
Yeah.
Give it water and sun.
That's right, Eric.
So the Nuggets with this win and a couple other things locked in the number two seed. They will be the second seed in the playoffs this season. Now, who they play in the first round, we don't know because there is a play-in game to decide the seventh seed and Denver's round one opponent. But everything worked out for the Nuggets today.
Yeah.
The Suns beat the Timberwolves, which knocked the Timberwolves down to the three seed. They would have been the two if they had beaten the Suns because the Thunder blew out the Mavs in a game that the Mavs weren't even trying for.
The only thing I hate is that I hate that we're on the Suns side of the bracket. Like, I know that we beat the Suns, but like, I don't want that. Like, it's like needlessly stressful. It's like, you know, whatever. But we'll take what comes, obviously. But that's just the, if I had my druthers, it would just be to avoid those Fulios.
Yeah. And also with the Suns winning, that knocked the Pelicans down into the seventh seed, into the play-in spot. So the Pelicans-Lakers is the 7-8 playoff or play-in matchup. The winner of that game is who the Nuggets will play in round one. And then, yes, the winner of Timberwolves-Suns, which it seems like to me Minnesota is a little scared about that round one opponent. Denver gets them in round two, but we'll have home court advantage. So
which
it's not as good as the one seed, I don't think, but everything worked out in the end.
Yeah.
Which in-themed sideshow do you think the Lakers are more proud of, the in-season tournament or the play-in?
I mean, winning the in-season tournament and the play-in tournament in 1 year.
Oh, man. Do they have enough room for these banners? they've been hanging them for a long time.
Can I give you guys just a... Because we're not going to get a locker room report. I just saw this Katie Wingy tweet. This is a roller coaster. Michael Porter Jr. said post-game, he started feeling bad after the San Antonio game. He thinks he had food poisoning, but it was important to play to him in as many games as he could. He played in 81 out of 82 this season. Hang on, though. The one he missed in Sacramento was because he packed the wrong shoes.
What?
Why would you even tell yourself with
Why
that?
Would you tell anyone that? Porter's so...
Hold on,
Porter
wait, what?
Not
he
like
packed
anyone
the
else
wrong shoes?
Team.
What does that mean?
I need a follow-up on that.
Can you... You can't... Okay.
Well, medically, he might need to play in certain shoes, yeah. But how do you pack the... But this is the year he played in 81 out of 82.
I mean, I think he does have a special model shoe that he plays in to accommodate the brace he has to wear for drop foot. But, yeah, interesting
he packed
reason.
It. Dude, that is so funny. He could have played in 82 out of 82, but he packed the wrong shoes.
I wonder what the... the injury designation the Nuggets gave him for that game was.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Just go question. Back and look at that.
That is so
missing
MPJ,
shoe.
Man.
Okay, that was a good report. That was a good report. But I'll just ask you guys this straight up. Who would you rather play, Pelicans or Lakers, Dev?
I feel like they're both the same level of, like, dangerous. Because, like, any given night, both teams can be hot. I don't think that the Pelicans have a guy to stop Jokic. I mean, it seems like the Lakers don't. It just seems like Jokic owns Anthony Davis, but Anthony Davis could also deliver like on the other end. I would much rather play the Pelicans. I just don't feel as confident with them. They haven't proved anything to me to get to that point. I do know that we had the moral victories over the Lakers, so they were super close, but also like they could get hot at the right time and then it becomes like dangerous. I like the Pels.
Give me the Lakers, man. Are you kidding?
I'm with you, Eric.
Give me a team we felt compelled to make a who's your daddy shirt about, and we get to get them in the first round, and we have been decimating that franchise for over a year now. They are beside themselves. They see the Nuggets on this side of the bracket and they are devastated. I guarantee it's like
there's no team they'd rather play less.
They have no chance against the Denver Nuggets.
And they know it.
The only way that they have a chance is barring some unforeseen circumstances that lie outside of the game itself. Some sort of some. I don't even want to say what can. You know, it's like that's literally the only way. The Nuggets have the Lakers number in such a fantastic degree at this point. It would feel fine to beat the Pelicans. It would feel like just okay, first round. To just decimate the Lakers again. I mean, like, let's have every round feel good.
Yeah.
I'm with Eric, man.
Let us know in the Toyota chat, too, who you prefer, Lakers or Pelicans. Maybe even a poll would be good to put up there.
Yeah.
I'm with Eric, man. In round one. They swept them, and I think the Lakers played very well in that series, and they swept them. And then the next three, did they play them three times? How many times did they play them this year? Sorry. So, all right. The next times they played them, they went the same way, man.
Yeah.
It went the same way. And I just... we've seen nothing over this last year and a half that suggests that's a tough matchup for them. Now, I understand, in theory, playing round one, playing LeBron James in round one always feels... like, that sounds suboptimal, right? As far as play-in teams, you could conceive of weaker best players and all of that. But there's a reality to this Lakers matchup, and it's that they're not close. I actually think the Lakers might be, outside of an injured Kings team, the best matchup for Denver in round one.
Definitely.
I think Denver should handle both these teams very easily. I think it should be 4 or 5-game series against either opponent. I'm going with the Lakers. I want the Lakers in round one. I think the Pelicans might be a little bit of an easier matchup on paper, but I think there's a little more mystery to them in terms of you got the Brandon Ingram factor where he's just come back from injury. He hasn't really played that much recently. You got the Zion Williamson mystery. Like, how's he really going to look in this type of playoff environment? You got some other, like, interesting players there, young role guys who you don't know exactly how they're going to fare. With the Lakers, you know who they are. The Nuggets just played this exact same Lakers team last year in the playoffs.
Yes.
They know this team backwards and forwards, inside and out. They know the personnel. They know how they want to play. They know what they like to do. They know that Darvin Ham might be the worst coach in the playoffs. To me, I want the Lakers, and I want another sweep.
Yeah, man. Listen, like, the only thing, the big difference between last year's Lakers team that the Nuggets saw in the playoffs and this year's Lakers team that the Nuggets could see in the playoffs is that they're a year older. They didn't make meaningful changes. No. They weren't injured last year. Like, that was their best possible punch as a franchise with LeBron James and Anthony Davis. They are not better this year. They might be similar, but they're sure as hell aren't better. Like, LeBron James is not getting better. He's still good. He's not getting better. Anthony Davis apparently hurt himself today. I mean, give me the goddamn Lakers. I would love that.
The only thing I'd be concerned about is the whistle. It's my only concern.
We
in
did
Lakers
this
matchup.
Last year.
I know.
The whistle.
The whistle. Yeah.
Which is a real factor.
Oh, of course.
And that matters.
LeBron has never lost in round one. Because
he's
like that also plays its part. Like, I feel like
he's never lost in round one?
I don't think so.
I want the Lakers even more now.
So he's motivated now?
No, I think you're right.
I don't think he's ever lost in round
one. If that's true, I want the Lakers even more
but
now.
But also, I mean, oh, yeah. But y'all is from, like, a petty factor. Like, when it comes from, like, basketball, like, they are dangerous. Like, that team can get hot. And even with Anthony Davis being hurt, he gets hurt every single game. He's going to be ready when it's time.
To what? To lose?
But also, if we're saying that the Lakers are in, they understand that they're, like, no match for the Nuggets, do they tank that first game so that they get a better matchup? If they don't win that first, they get to go against Golden State with a winner takes all.
So you're saying, do the Lakers tank this 7-8 game against the Pelicans to drop to the second play-in
game
smokes. To potentially win and get the Thunder in round one?
They get to, I mean,
I think that's too risky.
It is risky for sure, but that's the type of team that the Lakers are. Like, that's the type of team that.
But just listen to yourself.
Control.
You're saying that that's a feasible outcome. You don't want just immediately the team that would tank out of the play.
By the way, the Lakers did lose in round one to the Suns a couple of years ago, but I understand that you could argue Anthony Davis and LeBron James as far as play in opponents round one, but that doesn't feel good. I just I think there's a bottom line to the way that this matchup has gone over the last 2 years. Like, Denver, it's not a fluke, man. Denver is so much better than the Lakers for basketball reasons.
Yes.
You know, that I actually think, like...
And the other thing you know is that, like, the Nuggets have so much confidence
they
heading
do.
Into that matchup.
I honestly think there's a chance that that series has a better chance of being five games or fewer than the Pelicans.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
both should be easy, but I prefer the Lakers.
Yeah.
Who on the, like, we could talk, like, the LeBron James, Anthony Davis. Who on the Pelicans scare you in that same way? Not scare you, but, like, are as dangerous to, like, be able to win? You know, like, it's Zion, Ingram, CJ McCollum. They don't have the same weight as a LeBron and an Anthony Davis with the whistle. They haven't proved enough to get to that point. And I'm not saying that I think that Denver will be able to handle them both.
Yeah.
But also Denver could lose, you know, either way. So you have to go in there and be locked in the entire time. I feel like you have the opportunity to, like, have a few more mistakes against the younger Pelicans team with people that don't scare you the same way.
I get that.
Let's hit a final break. We do have a confirmed date for game one.
Okay.
Which we will get to on the other side.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
If you're trying to go see some Nuggets playoff games in Denver, I humbly suggest the Game Time app. It's the hottest ticketing app with the best seats for the best prices. I really like a spontaneous sporting event. I like realizing last second I'd like to go.
Yeah.
I like just double checking just in case, even in the playoffs.
Your favorite, though, if I'm not mistaken, is when you're like, oh, is there a Nuggets game today? Oh, I need to get to the bar.
Oh, shit. The pregame show is in 11 minutes. Yep, that happens.
Good thing
a
you
lot.
Live 10 minutes away.
That happens sometimes. But you know what else happens sometimes is I check the Game Time app and they have just the best seats for the price I'm looking for. And that could be true even in the playoffs. Check now, check at the last second. Check just in case someone has sold their great ticket to the best show in town. Last minute deals, save up to 60% off buying last minute for sports, concerts, comedy, etc. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code DNVR for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem code DNVR for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Also, if you need gas, you're driving by a Circle K. Stop there. Stop at Circle K. You can sign up for the Inner Circle Rewards program. It's free. You download it with that QR code there on the screen. And what do you get? You get your first five fill-ups for 25 cents a gallon cheaper. 25 cents off a gallon, your first five fill-ups. First five Polar Pops for free. Get a free any size Polar Pop also from Circle K by texting DNVR to 31310. Text DNVR to 31310. Stop by Circle K. Get 25 cents off a gallon of gas. Get a free Polar Pop.
I went to Circle K just last night.
Did you really?
Yeah, bought a bottle of water.
Oh, nice. You didn't get a Polar Pop? What a loser. They're free.
You know, I'm actually replaying this in my head.
In hindsight, yeah. You should have, shouldn't you? Yeah.
Terms and conditions can be viewed at CircleK.com. Periodic recurring messages per month. Sign up with the QR code on the screen or visit CircleK.com/inner-circle for more information. All right, back here on the Toyota Winner's Lounge. Nuggets get the win over the Grizzlies and are the number two seed. We've got some more reporting from Katie Wingy on Michael Porter Jr. She says that Michael Porter plans to, quote, get some sun this week before the playoffs.
Mm.
That's a good idea.
That's a great sign.
Yeah, his head is in the right place, it looks like.
What is his nickname?
Who?
Michael Porter Jr. is getting some sun.
Oh, Michael Photosynthesis Jr. yeah, dude, you think he'll... Is he invited to Nicholas Poole?
No.
Oh,
but
nope.
He is going to get some sun. It will be sunny.
Isn't it going to snow in like a couple days?
That sounds like the Colorado I know and love, yeah.
Like I said before the break, we have a confirmed date for round one, game one, Saturday, April 20th, 4:20.
Let's go!
Nuggets against the Pelicans or the Lakers.
You want to talk about there's being signs out there, friends. The Nuggets start their golden era defense campaign on 420?
We don't have a time yet, but we have a day.
There's going to be so many Nuggets downtown.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. So many.
Wow.
Nugs, like, not drugs.
Or both. Let's go.
Oh, I was talking about
Nugs and Hugs. Drugs.
Nugs and Hugs.
Yeah. It does look like there'll be one of the later games in the day, though. I'm sure the two Eastern Conference games will be first, and then Nuggets, somebody, and then Suns, Timberwolves.
You don't got to worry about it being like an NBA TV game anymore or anything like that. Denver has done enough to be like one of those prime spots. So, like, yeah, I do think it's going to be late game. Yeah, this is fun.
Man, and looking ahead, too. So we've talked a lot about how this works out for Denver just because you want the home court. But also, I still believe the Wolves are the biggest threat to Denver out west.
Yep, by a good margin. I agree.
And regular season results translate into playoff results. There's a lot of noise there. There's a lot of fuzz. It doesn't mean anything to necessarily dominate your regular season matchup. Having said that, the Suns have dominated that matchup beyond such a threshold where the question is at least on the table. Is that a bad matchup for Minnesota? And is that a break for Denver? You know, and I think the answer is yes and yes, respectfully.
I saw Jace Frederick, who covers the Timberwolves, tweeted out, Wolves have 1 week to find answers.
Yeah.
So Minnesota's looking at this from a perspective of, like, this is a bad matchup for us, I think.
They should, I think.
Damn.
That's a tough break for the Wolves, man.
Definitely. Damn. The Wolves are the big losers of today, definitely. Dropping to the 3 seed, having to play Phoenix in round one, and being on Denver's side of the bracket.
Yeah, this was a nightmare matchup for them, or just scenario.
Yeah.
And that's why I think I'm, like, excited about how things played out for the Nuggets. There's a lot of teams that are, like, pissed off now. The Pelicans, like, I'm sure that they weren't trying to get into this spot. The Lakers, I know for a fact, are upset about how this all played out and how the balls were. They would have been able to avoid if the Nuggets would have took care of business. So now they got put into a spot. It's like, what do we do here? Damned if you do, damned if you don't. But, yeah, this is favorable for the Nuggets. You go against teams, I feel like you were going to be confident regardless of who it is that you played. But this is a best-case scenario where you go in with the confidence of, we know exactly what we're getting, and we're going to go after it.
Do you think anybody would actually pick the Lakers over the Nuggets in the first round?
Kevin Hart. Every person on the ESPN.
Kevin Hart.
You actually think everybody, you think there's going to be a strong Lakers contingent picking them?
Richard Jefferson will make an appearance that day. Kendrick Perkins, Ramona Shelburne. Basically everybody except for Zach Lowe again, who will try and do his best to get off camera when they're talking about this. Brian Windhorst will have a compelling case about LeBron James and his legacy. People are going to be like, you know, listen, when you got LeBron James, it's like, shut up. Just shut up. It's going to be annoying things, which is it's going to make it all the sweeter. You know, we want people to not believe in the Nuggets. And this is where we are most comfortable. This is who we are. We are perennial underdogs. We are Fraud City. We don't want you to be on our side. We want you to not take us seriously.
This is the place we thrive in.
Yeah, dude. And then, I mean, like, when we turn into the Smuggets, it's our worst selves. We need to just...
It really is.
But at the same point in time, like, I want us to earn that. I want us to be our worst selves. I want us to be able to just say things and we can have absolutely no repercussions. I want to live like a Laker, if only for this golden era. But in this meantime, like, bring on the Lakers. Like, I totally would love to embarrass them.
I'm with you, brother. They're just not winning that
series.
Dude,
they are not on Denver's level. It's just like, you cannot convince yourself unless you are completely delusional or the utmost casual to just be able to say, like...
Dude, LeBron dropped like 40 and a half and they lost that game, man.
It's wild.
What do you guys think about the Nuggets being on the opposite side of the bracket from Luka Doncic?
I don't care.
You don't care about that? Do you guys care about that?
No.
I mean, I think the Mavs are probably up there as far as the non-Nuggets, non-Wolves threats. The Mavs are legitimate. I think not having to play the second best player in the world is nice.
Yeah.
I do truly think Denver is good enough that they shouldn't fear any matchup.
No, totally. They shouldn't.
They're, I think, the, if they play their champs. A game, they're beating every team in the league in 5 or 6 games. But, you know, if you're going to get greedy with hindsight with the way everything played out, yeah, I mean, Dallas is playing well right now. Not having to play them doesn't hurt. Doesn't hurt.
All right, let's get to some Super Chats. I think we got 13 of them to mow through before we get out of here on this fine Sunday. Thanks for hanging out with us in the Toyota chat. Throw us a quick thumbs up if you can.
Stefan Diamecki, how great would it be if both the Lakers and the Pelicans sat their starters in game one of the playoff game just to duck the Nuggets?
It'd be hilarious.
That would be the sweetest thing I've ever seen.
It would be awesome. It would be awesome.
And
but I don't think that it's too risky.
But then Adam Silver would step in. He's like, we've got to fix the play-in tournament. What if the players each get $1 million if they play?
What if we move the play-in tournament to Vegas?
What if the winner of the play-in tournament gets to design
presented
their own uniform?
Aquaphor.
Brandon Delicio, we're the champions. We're the champions. We're the champions. Got to say it while you can, while it's the truth. Never take this team, this health, this success for granted.
That's right.
Another great year for DNVR.
So true. You're the man.
Thank you, man.
Champions. You're right about that. Yeah, let it seep in. Let it seep in. Listen to the wisdom of one Ariana Lenarski, who did not give the advice herself. She was merely a conduit for something larger, telling all of us to learn to live like champions.
Hot take from the boy's dad, and he's hoping for a spice grade on this one. OKC out before West Finals. Celtics won't win the East. The Nuggets will have home court edge in every series. Run it back.
This is Eric Vision season.
I agree.
Yeah. Have you had any visions yet?
I have an uncomfortable vision inside of me that I've had for some time.
Really?
Of the Nuggets playing the 76ers in the finals.
Jesus. They're in the play-in. You know that.
Yeah, that would be them like.
I'm just telling you.
They be going through the gauntlet.
When the man has a vision, he's got to let it be known.
I'm just telling you.
I hate it. Thanks for telling me.
Me too. That's why.
But you do have to respect the vision.
That means that Embiid is having a monster playoff series.
I just see it.
Yeah, if you guys are wondering what happened in the Eastern Conference today, the play-in is set there. It's Philly-Miami in the 7-8 play-in.
Ooh!
Man, that's crazy.
The winner plays the Knicks.
All right, what do we got, Kale? Roach.
What was their spice grade? 4?
4.
I think probably 4, just because things would have to go so poorly for the Celtics not to win the East.
I know.
Here's what I know is that 76ers team was incredible. They were on a real. They were cooking early.
They absolutely were.
And now they have a guy that actually took a lot of the season off. Doesn't have the bumps and bruises that he has typically going in. Like, sure. I don't know, man.
He's coming off of a meniscus injury, but I get the other perspective on the time off. Michael Roach, longtime listener, first time donating. Just want to say thank you for all that you guys do. Go Nuggets.
Oh, thank you, man. Appreciate it, Michael.
Big time.
Michael. Thank you. Drippington, who is definitely a teenager using his mother's YouTube. Thanks, Dev. Salute emoji.
I don't even know what I'm getting thanked for. Thank you.
That means that you won some bets for Drippin.
Yeah, he bet with you tonight, probably.
We might have swept today, for real.
Yeah, I think we might have.
In, like, the first half.
This was easy.
Yeah, no, we were on the clock today.
5-5-5-5-5-5-ish. My takeaway from this season is that the Shangoon-less Jalen Green-led Rockets will have a longer winning streak than any Jokic-led Nuggets team in existence. Gross. For reals, though, this team is amazing. That's time to win it all.
And who are they playing in the playoffs?
That's
nobody.
A good point, though.
They're playing nobody.
Loomy. Christian Brown's ceiling is higher than people think. Also, we
this
got
is
everything.
This is not my burner, I swear.
Loomy is all over the Christian Brown beat. Also, we got everything we wanted out of this main season except for the one seed. Everything.
Yeah, and the record for wins.
Christian Brown, all in all, I thought it was a disappointing first half of the year, but
great second
by the end of it, he ended up where he should have, I think.
He's back.
I agree. Cedric Exquisite. The fact of the matter, everything comes full circle. Red circle emoji. We are so back. Sheesh, where you at, Adam? Cat laughing face, hang loose emoji. Hashtag the Nuggets are good. Hashtag blue arrow. Hashtag Joker card. Hashtag church. Hashtag
Pope.
Pope. Hashtag chicken. Who's the chicken for? Plus chain emoji. Plus eight ball emoji. Plus Okay, what is that
one? Is chicken is AG somehow?
Plus chocolate? Plus piano, plus sunglasses emoji, plus guitar, plus what is that last one even?
It's a SWAT. I think it's a hand for a SWAT.
Equals championship.
He's already got the 8-ball.
Trophy, back to back. Okay. Let's go, Nugget. Right.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what the hand is for.
No. Yeah, you can't introduce new emojis midstream. These have to be universally like,
the most stressful part of my
workday. You know what you guys forget?
Cedric.
This is Cedric.
I know.
Yeah. People stealing bits this late in the season. It's weird.
Cedric, we love you. Lumi, again, we're healthy. We're arguably better than ever despite a bench rebuild. Jokic got the MVP. We've dominated the best in the East. We're going to repeat. I love the confidence. Lumi, again, the L to the Spurs will be remembered as a new legend announcing himself. Even when Jokic and the Nuggets were on top, he was coming for this league.
Yeah,
Bubbles
maybe.
Buzzer beater. Zion will be sucking air in Denver. McDonald's over McRae.
That is a good point. I can't imagine Zion having great games in Denver.
What about with a week
what
off?
Is he, what is he going to eat for the whole week, man? Like, that'd be
green
rough.
Chili.
He's going to go to Circle K.
Yeah. Eva Hathaway, thanks for a great season. All the shows are good, but I most appreciate the Losers Lounge. Keeps me sane. We are so back.
Wow, thank you, Eva.
To back.
We
thank
are
you,
so
Eva.
Back to
that's
back.
A great chat, Eva.
Hey, but, thank you. Well, this is the point, is that misery loves company, and like you can feel good by yourself.
Right.
But when you're down, you need the fellas to make some jokes about things that we probably
no
shouldn't.
No one wants to be sad alone. Bashir Daoud, first team all super chatter. Game 7 rematch in Sacramento. Who you think wins?
Game 7 rematch?
Is that Kings and Golden State is, I think, what he's talking about.
Oh, who wins that plan? Probably Golden State. Probably.
Yeah,
the Kings are down so bad right now, man. Their season is falling apart.
The Kings have been smited by something higher.
Yeah, I'd guess Golden State wins that game.
And let's close strong with Lakers father's burner. Picture this. Jokic has a logo Sombor shuffle to beat the Lakers and go up 2-0. The crowd chants, "Who's your daddy?" as LeBron and AD have some conversations. Talk it out. They talk it out, fellas.
The "Who's your daddy?" chant at game one.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
with a crowd of people mostly wearing "Who's your daddy?" t-shirts.
Yes.
Will be an all-time moment.
And we've got a buzzer beater from Ghazi Benghazi. Nuggets didn't play a good game and lost this season. When they played well, they destroyed. But when they played bad, they still won.
So true.
Usually. Usually.
For the most part.
Guys, fellas, thanks for hanging out.
82 games
we
later.
We did it.
82.
82 up, 82 down. Some of you have hung out with us for all of those 82 games.
We know the names. We could list you. We won't, but we could.
Thanks for hanging out in the Toyota Winners Lounge. Guys, now it starts for real. The playoffs are here. We got a week to get ready. And then we're back in it. Can't wait to see what happens.
I'm so ready for playoffs at the bar.
Cannot wait.
I cannot
it's
wait.
It's going to be crazy.
If you guys have not been, now is the time to get down here. It's insane. And we're also getting a Saturday. We're getting a Saturday night at the bar.
It's actually a little irresponsible.
Oh, my
God. Should we open the bar that day?
I think yes, but but prepare for chaos.
Yeah, make sure you Uber down here, Lyft, whatever you're gonna do. We're gonna go crazy on Saturday.
Yeah, and I'm gonna go and look at everybody and do a water check count. How many waters have you had? I noticed you had 25 beers.
You hydrated, bro? Yeah. I don't like your ratio over there.
Yeah, dude, I'm gonna come through and check everyone's ratio.
Guys, thanks for hanging out with us. Have a good Sunday. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, 3:15. We'll be back in the Toyota Lounge. Talk to them.
Let's go.
Silly like the mayor.